If you got your Bibles, would you turn with me to the book of Jeremiah chapter 29? As you turn in, yeah, praise the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 29. I'm setting the agenda for Jesse DePlantis Ministries this year, for 2016 in this sermon. And to all my partners and friends that are watching all over the world. And if you're not a partner, you ought to become one, because I don't know hardly any other ministry is doing what we're doing, and not bragging on it, is that we're totally debt free. We're such givers that what we do, God blesses people if they'll receive what he has. And none of it comes to me. God has been good and gracious to us. I'm already taken care of. And God has been wonderful to us. 1978, many of you have heard me say this, I was driving toward Opelousas, Louisiana, and I passed the Lafayette Municipal Airport. I was driving a Toyota. It had gas cost 59 cents a gallon. It had a 10-gallon tank, and I couldn't fill it up. I was broke as a junkyard dog. And yet I had just come out of major, making money hand over fist as a rock entertainer. And when I got born again, I gave my money away. I wanted to be a blessing. I thought you had to be poor to be a Christian. I didn't know any different because I didn't study the word. What I didn't realize I was doing, that me and Kathy, we were sowing into God's work. And what you sow is what you reap, and God began to bless us. But at that time, I was going to preach for a man named Benny Rippon. What a wonderful man in Opelousas. To make a long story short, I said, a jet flew over my head, a Citation jet. And the Lord said, look up, Jesse. And I looked up, and he said, I'm going to give you a jet. And my mind just tilted. I said to myself, see, you can't think without God hearing you. I said, I can't fill up this Toyota. How am I going to have a jet? And he gave me the greatest statement I have ever received in my ministry. Because in the statement is a mistake of the church and the body of Christ. He said, Jesse, he had to holler at me, Jesse, I didn't ask you to pay for it. I asked you to believe for it, or believe it. When the Lord said that to me, all the pressure of how I'm going to do this came off of me. The church world for millenniums has taught you to pay for it instead of believe it. Or believe for it. Now, when you believe for it and believe it, you will pay for it without any structure of problems in any way, shape, or form. Because you'll have what God's name is, the God of more than enough. I didn't ask you to pay for it. I ask you to believe for it. So Kathy, when I told her what the Lord was telling me to do in 2016, she came up with this believe it theme. And if you're getting my pardon the letters and stuff, I'm going to be dealing with that all year long, because it's such a wonderful thing to believe. I preached a sermon not too long ago on the charm and challenge of believing. This sermon is the life-giving gift of believing. The life-giving gift of belief. Or believing, because it's life when you have belief in you. Now, this is what God thinks of you. The church does not think this of you at all. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace. Peace is possession of adequate resource. Nothing broken, nothing missing. And not of evil. Yet we've been told that God will beat your brains out. You've got to watch yourself. To give you an expected end. Let me give you another translation. He says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for good and not disaster. To give you a future and a hope. See, when you have a hope and a future, you have the life-giving gift of belief. You know what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, where you're going to do it, and how you're going to do it. Because you see, it's a life gift to flow. So I want to go over this quickly if I can. Write this down if you're taking notes. Believing is a gift from God. And every one of us has the ability to receive it. See, belief is a gift from God. As God gave us his only begotten son, for God so loved the world, he gave. He gave us the belief to believe him that he was the son of the living God. All of us have that ability. It's a gift from God. People ask me all the time, you have so much faith. No, what it is, it's the gift that produces the faith. It's my belief that faith will work, not some of the time, once in a while, but all the time. The reason why I'm blessed financially, let me tell you why. It's not because I'm a good businessman, which I am. It's not because I'm smart, which I am. I don't mean that arrogantly. But what I believe, it's my belief that's caused these things to happen. Because everyone in the church told me, you can't believe that. You can't do this. You can't get that. But I said, now wait, either you lying or God's lying. I pick you. Because you see, he gave me a life gift. The gift of belief. So each and every one of you have the ability. If you're facing tragedy, if you're facing sickness that the doctor says you're not going to make it through, if you have that life gift of belief, your life gift of belief will override and overshadow anything that has death in it. To such a degree that a shadow can't even be formed because of the power of the light that is in your belief. Write this down. Dissecting and categorizing the word on what is easy is not for you. See, a lot of people just, they dissect and categorize the word what's easy. In other words, let's do this part of the Bible because it's easy. No. What God wants you to do is believe it all. One of the things that I did not want to believe was pray for your enemy. I wanted to categorize that. I wanted to change that. Kill your enemy. Pray for those that despitefully use you. No. We do what we got to do. We live on the streets of New Orleans, you know. It's gone. No. Bless those that curse you. Oh, have you ever been cussed out and you felt good about it? No. If somebody just said you blank it, blank, no good trash, you blank, 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 did you go, thank you? No, you turned around. You want to dance with me? We have something called a Mississippi River. It's flowing real fast. See, that's categorizing the word of God. You just want the easy stuff. Well, yeah, but God says, believe it all. I had to work on those things. And what caused me to pray for my enemies and bless those that cursed me was the life gift of belief. You see, so dissecting and categorizing the word on what's easy is not for you. You believe it all. So when sickness tries to attach itself to my body, I believe more than what I feel. In other words, when your sinuses are running like Niagara Falls, and you sound like you're in a horn. If your belief in faith is stronger than that, it will shut down that cold. And remember, everything you take it just covers the symptoms for a while, then all of a sudden it just sneak up on you again. You ever had your sinuses running so bad you finally got it stopped for a minute and you went, oh, and somebody came over and right in front of them something just fell out your nose. It just started up. You went, oh, excuse me. Because see, there's no cure for the common cold in their eyes. But belief will destroy the common cold. And the reason why so many people get it is because they call it common. They expect it. You must never worry about the plans. Look, God says, for I know the plans I have for you. See, God's already got your life designed. You must never worry about the plans or pay for the plans, or get under pressure about the plans. See, I thought when God gave me a plan or a project, I got to pay for it. No. So you get under worry, you start pushing that. No. What happens is you let people know, say, if you want to give to something, because it's a good thing to do that. It immunizes you from that disease of covetousness. That's why we tell people to give the projects and things to help them as well as help the kingdom of God. But we don't worry about the plans. Worry is a hijacker to your faith and hijacker to your belief. You must never worry about your plans or get under pressure about the plans or pay for the plans. I've had so many people say, you've paid for so many things. I ain't paid for nothing. All I did was believe. Believe it. And God did that in every area of my life. You see, it's the life gift of belief. Jesse, I didn't ask you to pay for it. I asked you to believe for it. Some of you want a new home. And the reason why you ain't got it because you're trying to figure out how to pay for it. Yet there's something in you keep saying, and you keep rebuking what God is placing. You think it's the devil. I'm just being greedy. No, it's God putting that desire in your heart for that home. But the reason why it's being delayed, bless God, is because you're trying to figure out how to pay for it. When you ought to say, my God shall supply all I need for that house. See, that's believing it. I never forget years ago, I wanted to sell a house in Houma, Louisiana. Number one, North Cane Court. Remember that, Kathy? And I mean, my God, the oil industry went down to $6 a barrel. I'll never forget it. Well, I thought, I said, well, I don't know many people, so I'm going to get a real estate agent. I went to real estate. So I said, this is what we want for the house. And she looked at me like I done lost my mind. She said, you can't get that for the house. She said, that will never happen. I said, that's why I'm not signing with you. I don't never hook myself up with doubt and unbelief. You got to be some stupid fool to hook yourself up with doubt and unbelief. I said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, lady. She looked at me like I done lost my mind. I said, I'm going to sell this house for what I want and get exactly what I want for, which will raise the value of all the houses on the block so that when people go to buy other houses and the bank checks them, they'll say, it's going to be better. She goes, guess what? Guess what? The first person, people from Metairie never moved to Houma. You know anybody from Metairie's moved to Houma? A couple came from Metairie. Saw my house. When I saw them, the Lord said, that's them. Glory to God. You know what the lady said? Oh, I hate to leave my house in Metairie. We just wallpapered. That's what we had. Wallpaper was very, very, you know, people like all that stuff. Oh, I just wallpapered it. And oh, I just hated to leave, but my husband's job is moving into Houma. I said, oh, you're going to love this wallpaper. When she walked in the house, she went, whoo! Kathy wallpapered the house with the same wallpaper that she had in Metairie. Believe it. The mother was with them. The mama says, if y'all don't buy this house, I'm buying it. Remember that, Kathy? My God, now I got the mama, the grandma, and the daughter, or the mama and the daughter saying, I'm going to buy this house. I couldn't wait. They signed. They said, when do you want to close? I said, now. And guess what? Oh, I didn't let that real estate agent off the hook. I went by the place and went, think if you'd have signed with me, you'd have got 6%. Well, no. Why not? She didn't believe it. She was worrying about the plan. That can't work. She was trying to pay for the plan. Got under the pressure of the plan. She said, believing is the method. Write it down. Believing is the method God uses to bless your soul. Believing is the method God uses to bless your soul. It removes the shackles of fear in your life. It makes life a lot easier. When I go pray for somebody in the hospital, most people are discouraged and depressed. First thing I got to get rid of is that. That's the hindrance. So I go in with joy. Hello, everybody. Hey. No. I never forget one time a heart surgeon saw me walking down the halls. Remember that guy? That heart surgeon, Dr. Tubb, I think his name was, at East Jefferson Hospital. We were walking down. He goes, my God, man, you in this hospital more than me. I said, I'm doing better than you. I said, I have patients in here that needs my work. He just looked at me like I lost my mind. And I wanted to say this, that if I could charge him what you charge at $150,000 a pop, oh, it'd be a great day at East Jefferson Hospital. But I didn't. He's a nice man. Don't misunderstand. I mean, we went in there and prayed for people. We went in there just being a blessing. Why? To get rid of the shackles of fear. See, believing is the method God uses to bless your soul. You see, it's the life gift of belief. See, living for God means one word, growth. Write that down. Living for God means growth. You don't grow without believing. You see what God was saying, Jesse, I didn't ask you to pay for it. I asked you to believe for it. Now, my mind was thinking, you know why I couldn't receive that at that time, Mitch? It's because I had to grow. See, it had to do something with growth. How many of you ever notched? I mean, one of your kids, they always want to be tall, and you kind of notch something maybe on a sill, or, you know, by the door. So they say, oh, you grew this much more. Kathy does that with Meredith all the time. Meredith keeps going, oh, because she knows when she gets as tall as her mommy, grandfather, which is me, going to buy her a new car. And she did something crazy the other day. She snuck into Jody's closet, and she's got this spurt of growth all of a sudden, you know. She's going to be 8 years old very soon, but she looks 10. And to make a long story short, man, she put on Jody's shoes. And she thought they fit, and it was pretty close. She goes, Mommy! call grandfather. I want a Volkswagen Beetle. she said, they cute. I said, well, you, and be honest with, ladies and gentlemen, if I could talk the state of Louisiana to give her a driver's license at 8, I'd buy the car tomorrow. But I think I would have a problem. But I know what you're saying. Believe it. Living for God means growth. Not your strength, His. You don't do anything in your strength. See, that's very tiring when you try to do those things in your strength. See, what you cannot do, God can do and will do if you understand the power of belief. Write it down. Let me say it again. What you cannot do, God can do and will do if you understand the power of belief. Let me go to John, St. John chapter 5. I think it's verse 24. I'm not quite sure. St. John chapter 5. Yeah, it's verse 24. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. That'll help you. And then I'm going to quote that statement again. St. John chapter 5, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth, or believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Do you already, you know, people say, you're not afraid to die. I've passed death. I'm not on the end of that kind of junk. Why? Because God, what you cannot do, God can do and will do if you understand the power of belief. See, living for God means growth. So when the devil says, I'm going to do this, I said, you can't. I've already passed that. You're so behind me. I don't need to wait. I'm not concerned about the devil. Ladies and gentlemen, he's concerned about me. He's concerned about you. You start believing this stuff, and I want to tell you something. You're going to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. The only time you go to a hospital is visiting somebody else instead of you. You'll be able to pick your own time to live and your own time to die. The Bible said death and life's in the power of the tongue. You'll determine when that is, not with sickness and disease and pain. You simply say what Jesus said, Father, into your hands, I commit my spirit. I'm finished with New Orleans. I'm finished with St. Charles. I'm finished with Armand. Bye. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? But when you have the gift, the life-giving gift of belief, you choose your destiny and your destination, and you walk in it. Don't tell me you can't do this, because all of you can. But it's not in your strength. It's in the strength. I can do all things through Christ who or which strengtheneth me. God is in the strength business. Go to God with a mindset that what he says to you through scripture, you will simply believe it. When you go to God with a mindset that what he says to you through scripture, you will believe it. For example, let's say you got a rebellious kid. Okay. Okay, man, I mean real rebellious. But the word says that you got the promise of your children down to what? 1,000 generations. I don't care what they're doing. I don't deny what they're doing. I deny it's right. Like my mother used to tell me, it's just, Jesse, it's your tough luck. You was born to me. You're getting saved whether you like it or not, boy. I thought my mama done lost her mind. She did. She had the mind of Christ. The word of God came to pass before my mama went home to be with the Lord. She saw me preach the gospel. Now, people, when I went to a high school reunion, I was voted the most changed. I thought it was because of my white hair. No, it's because of my nature. Whoever thought that Jesse Duplantis would get saved and preach the gospel? It's like the head of a mafia family that would get born again and says, may I help you? No, that is so far. No, it don't work that way. But you see, she went to God with a mindset that what God told her through the scripture, she would simply believe it. What are you saying? She became mentally, write this down, invincible. Becoming mentally invincible makes you unconscious of your deficiencies. When you become mentally invincible, you don't even know or don't even think about your deficiencies or your deficits. I told a senator that one time, I said, listen, man. They said, Jesse, we got a $19 trillion debt. I said, yeah. Now, yeah, that's such an obscene amount of money. It's unfathomable. But yet the answer to get rid of it is on the bill. It's on every bill we print. Amen. One says Federal Reserve note. The other one says In God We Trust. One has a $19 trillion debt on one side. The other one is debt free. So I turned the thing over. I said, it says In God We Trust on this side. If you'll believe this, you'll get rid of the debt that's on the other side. Now, he didn't think, I could see he didn't believe it. He didn't know how. He didn't have the life gift of belief. But he was hoping people might vote for him. You see, because everyone told me I could never get out of debt. Everyone told me I could never build this place debt free. Do you know how many people? Do you know the three banks at that time was Hibernia Bank was one. Was it First American? I can't think. Another one. They said, there's no way you are going to build this debt free. Watch. They thought he was cocking this in arrogance, but they all cried when they went by because not 1 ounce of interest has ever been paid upon this place. Somebody shout somebody. Don't tell me what. I can do all things through Christ. I became mentally invincible, I couldn't even recognize my own deficits, my own deficiency. I actually believed I could do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Whew. Look what St. John chapter 6, verse 35 says. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. Whoa. And he that believeth in me shall never thirst. What does that mean? God, you're not gonna ever get in a position to hurt. I don't care what the world's saying. It don't make any difference. You know what I honestly believe, and I know y'all would think it. You see all them people, when ISIS is trying to cut their heads off, you see them kneeling down in them orange suits, about ready. If those people would turn around and begin to speak in tongues to them devils, but you see, they've been told, well, you just got to take the hit and keep on coming. And I know many of them die for Christ in Mississippi. I mean, my God, a martyr is a martyr's crown. But see, you have weapons. The church has weapons they're not using. You turn those weapons, and yet you're at your weakest. But the Bible said, let the weak say I'm strong. All they got to do is turn around. Come on, what's some kind of praying in the Holy Ghost? My God. That's mentally invincible. There's no deficiencies in that. That's what Jesus said. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. So I ain't planning on getting hungry. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Why? The life-giving gift of belief. That's what God was trying to tell me in 1978. I didn't ask you to pay for it. I asked you to believe for it. That's what he told me. I'm the bread of life, Jesse. I know what's in your wallet. Nothing. But I'm not looking at your wallet. I'm looking at my wallet. Someone told my granddaughter one time that your grandfather said no. She said, grandfather never says no. She told her Mimi, Kathy, she said, told her mama, I'm going to Mimi's house because I can do anything I want. And it's true. It's true. We're guilty. We're just like God. We go, okay. We're just waiting for Samuel to tell us what to do. Is that insane? All we want to do is be a blessing. The other day, yesterday I think it was, we went out and ate lunch with Ron and Pia. It just so happened that their grandchildren was at their house. Well, you know, we went out and we came back and it was parked in the driveway of Ron and Pia's house and just talking. But children, see, children think, they want us over there. They want us. All of a sudden, I just turned and I could see all of Pia and Ron's grandchildren up in, I guess, on the second floor, waving at it, trying to open up the window. Pia's saying, close the window, close the window. Won't you fall out? In other words, you can see it in their faces. We know you want us. It was wonderful to see that. It was happiness. See, I do that all the time. I'm like this in front of God's window. The Lord said, that's Jesse. You can open the window. He can walk on the water. Him. Come Go sit up on the throne and go, hello. What a wonderful thing it is. God just wanting to bless his children. See, that's mentally invincible. Write this down. Believing must become a habit. Believing must become a habit. You must get to a point where your belief is more interesting than what people think. That's why I built my house. That's why I bought the jets. My belief got more interesting than what people thought. Well, Mr. God, I don't think you ought to have that. I didn't ask you. I don't mean it privately. You can think what you want. Say what you want. It will not affect me whatsoever at all. Because your power is not that big. But my God is. Now, I know people don't like that, but that's a fact. You can't have that. Don't tell me what I can't have. I got to watch what I say because I get it. People think that's cockiness and arrogance. No, that's just believe it all. It's this. God said, believe this. Okay. Just that simple. See, Kathy and Renee were believing me to put that piano on that thing. I mean, they had then put the guns on me. I was resisting heavily. I was under fire. Actually, I was in the bunker with my hands over my head. They were bombarding me. Finally, I said, well, I couldn't even get the sentence on. Well, and Kathy said, hey, Renee, he's going to do it. I didn't think they were going to move it that quick. And then Kathy tried to strip my office, too. She said, while he's letting loose, let's go in his office and get his stuff. They took a table of mine. I said, go get that table and bring it back. I said, Lord, is that my table? He said, yeah, put the cross on it because they won't take it with the cross on it. Mary moved the cross away. Oh, you didn't? Okay. Mary wouldn't even let him in there. Do y'all have permission from the boss to go in there? Mary takes care of me. Glory to God. I need all the help I can get. I had two women crazy believing, man, for my stuff and got it. See, their believing became a habit. You must get to a point where your belief is more interesting than what people think. Living to please people is exhausting. Living to please God is energizing. Write that down. Living to please people is exhausting. Oh, God, man. Living to please God is energizing. Whew. Why do you believe so much, Brother Jesse? It makes me more hungry for God. It gives me new ways of thinking and doing. I do it every day. If Jesus tarries and I go by the way of the grave, on my last breath, I'm going to say, do this. That's what I'm believing for. And then I'm going to shout it from the throne because the Bible says, so many great cloud of witnesses. It ain't over, ladies and gentlemen, when you breathe your last breath here. It actually just began. All the limitation of what's been holding you is completely gone. But it could be completely gone in your physical body right now. Spiritually, physically, and financially. See what I'm saying? I'm going to say something and put it on television so people don't freak out. Some people will get, I'll probably get some ugly letters on it. I went into my evangelism department. Thursday. Where's Denise? Is Denise in here? Denise is around in the back. Denise back there. Okay. Yeah. She said, but Jesse, somebody called and asked if it was a sin to buy a lottery ticket. Well, if it is, that's the cheapest sin I've ever seen in my life. $2. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. That's a cheap sin, huh? $2. You got that on your dresser drawer right now and change. What do you think is a sin? First, I am not the one that categorizes sin. Here's another thing. Without gambling. Whoa. The only thing that in the Bible, you know what the Bible says about gambling? Nothing. Other than that they gambled for a robe. Now, if you're doing something that's taking food out of your children's mouth and destroying your family, then that's a sin. So I told Denise, am I correct? I said, no, I don't think it's a sin to buy a lottery ticket, for God's sake. Now, don't rush out of here too fast. Look at everybody. Oh! The founder said, no. First, I open the door. We got a bunch of doors. I'm not here to judge you. But the people that say that's a sin, I tell you, if preachers say that's a sin, all of them would take the money if you gave it to them. Wait a minute. If it's a sin, then you shouldn't take the money. Someone told Denise, well, God is my source. Then that person said, but if you win, you could pay off my house. And I love what Denise said. Denise said, oh, then you want me to be your source. See, it's amazing, isn't it? They won't take the ticket, but they'll take the money. Look at people. I don't have a problem. People always ask me what I think is wrong. I didn't write it. It's what the Bible says. They're always asking me about sex. That ain't none of my business. What you and your husband do. Look at Kathy's. Drop that real quick, Jesse. Drop that real quick. Hey, don't mean nothing. I mean, some of the most... What do you think about this? Well, tell you the truth, I never heard of that in my life. My God, y'all do that? Oh, Lord. Look at some of y'all. I will tell you what the Bible says. You want what the Word says? The marriage bed's undefiled. Knock yourself out. That's all I don't know. I don't know. Look at Sam looking at Kelsey. Ain't none of my business. Preachers get some crazy stuff asked to them. Somebody said, good job on the sex. Ain't that something? I don't care. I had a guy call me the other day. He said, how old you are, bud, Jesse? I said, I'm 66 at the time of this preaching. He said, you don't need Viagra. I said, what? I was not expecting that. Viagra? Yeah, Cialis. I don't know at all. I don't know. I said, no, I don't think so. Got to ask Kathy. Look at Gavin. He done went too far. I'm going to kill that man. No. I don't think so. Because sometime in the house, I walk with my lean to Kathy. What's up, babe? Ooh, Lord. Some of y'all thinking, he's saying that in church. You thinking it in church. The life-giving gift of belief. One man told me, he said, well, you know, I've been believing, but God ain't working fast enough, so I thought I'd help him out a little bit. I said, okay, whatever you think. I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to set this agenda that if you'll believe this year, what will God do? What we ought to have next year at this time when I come to set an agenda should be a testimony service of everything that was done. That would be one. Nah, I'm holding this 2 minutes past 12. That's kind of strong, man. Glory to God. Y'all like that, huh? Because I said sex. That's why y'all like it. Ain't one person left. Oh, boy. Hey, man, this is getting interesting here. Glory to God. Oh, let me just tell everybody that seems, God created it. He did. But it's not to be abused. Everything God creates should never be abused. It should be enjoyed in every area of your life, spiritually, physically, financially. If you can believe, how many things? All things are possible. Only believe. All things are possible. Watch this. Only believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things
all possible. Lord, I believe. Give the Lord a great God bless you. Why are you sitting? Take the person's hand next to you. Father, save people that need saving. Heal people that need healing. Bless people financially that need help. Give people more work than they can do so they can be a blessing, going somewhere to bless. We've already had a wonderful service. We've walked down the aisles as you gave words. But the greatest gift is your son that was given to us. Lord, we eat from him today because he's the bread of life. So everyone repeat this. Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sin. I confess my sin this very day. I accept you as Lord and Savior because I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that you rose from the dead. That's why I believe it and I accept it. Thank you for healing my body, for taking care of me financially, for making me happy in everything that I do and will do. In Jesus' name. I sit right there and give him a great hand clap.